Episode 1, Season 1, Creation Codex. I was using the word creation code, but I think I'm changing to creation codex, because codex means book, you know. It is written. And it's not just written on 2D paper. It's written in 5D, 3D, 4D, 11D, etc., etc. The higher the dimension that you can see or think in, the less variables you need to see the whole pie, right? The lower dimension, you need more variables, you know? It's harder to see the whole pie in 2D. But when you're walking it out in 3D, it's easier to see. But you need the 5D spirit to be able to see it. You can't see it unless you're spirit-filled. So the Creation Codex, Season 1, Episode 1, starts now. Season 1, I guess, will be 2023. I might not have anything past Season 1, but we'll see. If you start from the beginning, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And so the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But the Word also spoke it all into existence. Through Jesus, the Word, all things were created, and by Him all things consist. And so there's a good starting point, consist. C-O-N, together. Cyst, Genesis, held together. Consistent. Through Jesus, all things were created, and by Him, all things consist. If you look the word up, consist in the etymology, and break each constituent part down, you see together stand. Together stand. So the system, not the devil system, but God's system, stands. And what the devil meant for evil, God turned for good. So the devil wanted you in division and a red versus blue and to fall. Man fell. But God used that for good. Just like when you go to the barbershop and get a haircut to trim up your hair and to form it and shape it into a decent haircut. Or the woman goes to the beautician to get her hair done, hairdo, to make it look nice. It's the same thing God is doing in this system. He's cutting. So the woman will cut her hair and she will curl her hair, right? And so God is cutting and turning you to shape you and to form you into a new creature. God is powerful. God is way above anything that we can face off with. When I saw the Shekinah glory, the next morning I couldn't walk. It just knocked me down. For 10 months, I was just staggering. It was, the information was just too much. It's a good thing, you know, I was working, shipping some books, and I jumped into bed. It was like 2 a.m, something like that. And I was going to sleep, and I looked behind me, and there it was. And I thought, what is this? It lasted for about 2 seconds, and it faded away, 2 or 3 seconds. Because I think it knew what I was thinking, I think it could read my mind. It knew I was getting ready to jump into it. Just, I thought it was a portal out of this place, you know. And it just faded away. But the next day I was downloaded. It's a whole new ball game. I was changed from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. I didn't know that was what was going on at the time. It took me many years to finally realize what just happened. Because when you see outside of 3D and you see into the five-dimensional realm, it has to change you because you're no longer... Yeah, you're walking in 3D, but this is not you anymore. Your mind is in the 5D. And so over the time, meditating, thinking, what just happened, you know, everything started to being revealed. The colors, the shapes, the symbols, the letters, the phonics. Over time, everything was being revealed. It was actually an answer to a prayer because in the energy of the flesh, I was decoding 666 everywhere. I could see 666 on everything, but that was the energy of the flesh. But it wasn't a bad thing because the book of Revelation tells you to count the number of the beast. For the number of the beast is the number of man, 666. And the number of man is the cube from your fingernail, the tip of your middle finger to your elbows, 18 inches on average. It might not be exact with your forearm, but everybody's got about an 18-inch forearm. And 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18. That is the cubit. And so the cube, which is the 666 flesh mind, is a mirror image of man in his fallen state. So when God was showing me or allowing me to see the 666, he told us in Revelation to count up the number of the beast. The number of the beast is the number of man, 666. For the number of man is 666. And if you measure your forearm, the cubit, you get 18 inches, 6 plus 6 plus 6, which is what? The cube. And if you go to Ephesians 4 in the Greek, the word cube is similar to cubit, which is deception. So the very system that man is trying to promote in the energy of the flesh is nothing but a lying system. They're trying to pull you into more delusions and lies. This is why a narcissist is such a liar, because the narcissist is the epitome of the flesh mind. Maybe not as much as the sociopath and the psychopath, but the narcissist only functions and only survives with the flesh mind because they don't have the spirit mind. And usually the demon takes them over, and that's why you have a hive pattern in all of these guys or women. All these people who are narcissists, they all act the same. Now, why would they act the same? Because it's a hive, it's a spirit, it's the energy of the flesh, it's the 666 system. This is why the corporations, the narcissists, the psychopaths, the sociopaths, they tell you that one out of three CEOs is a psychopath. That's the research. So they all act the same. It's all an outward show. It has nothing to do with their heart, because the heart is deceitfully wicked and they don't want to look at their heart. And when you bring it up that it's their heart that's the issue, they can't do that. They can't look at their heart. They have to point to somebody else. They have to blame somebody else because they'll never look in the mirror. And they actually speak a language that only they understand. And the only way that you can break free from a narcissistic system or a narcissistic person is to understand their language. And it takes a while because they are so evil. It's hard to even think like them. But if you go back to before you got saved, you have to remember the way you were thinking, because you were on a path to narcissism or darkness or whatever. You were on that same path. And so that path is real. And if you choose that path, it's a path of destruction. So anyway, back to what I was saying. So God allowed me to see the 666. But then when he revealed the spirit mind, you can call it number 7 if you want to. I don't even know if you want to call it, but it's just the spirit versus the flesh versus the spirit. And so I was being revealed over 6 or 7 years how every object, every shape, symbol, phonics, color, cognate, even these paper towels, this paper, foam roller, everything that man does is inside God's overarching codex. Now, what man does, he usually creates in the energy of the flesh. He doesn't create in the energy of the spirit, usually. But even though it's inside, even because it's inside of God's system, it points back to deep spiritual truth. So whether you're watching a movie, whether you're reading the Bible, whether you're listening to music, whether you're having a conversation, everything is based on source code, logos, logic. If you're talking to somebody with no logic, they're not speaking from source code, because Jesus is the logos, and the word logic comes from logos. And so logic is source code knowledge. Now, you might have a bunch of atheists or programmers who are atheists or whatever, and they're good at logic. So they're speaking source without even knowing they're speaking source, but they're interpreting the source code in the energy of the flesh mind, so they can't see Jesus in that logical process. They can only worship themselves and see themselves. That's why the atheists, they're so prideful. And if you talk to an atheist and try to give them the gospel, it's all about them. And they will interrupt you and they won't listen. But just, it's the Jezebel spirit. If you notice the Jezebel spirit, I want to say she, because that's kind of, it's rooted in Eve. But it could be a man. It could be a legalistic preacher. The Jezebel spirit is always trying to overtalk you. The Jezebel spirit is always trying to demean you. The Jezebel spirit is always trying to mock you. The Jezebel spirit is always trying to kill you, poison you, hurt you, cause you pain, overtake you, bring you under submission to a dictatorial Pharaoh system. The Jesus is full of grace and truth, and he's the greatest leader. Moses was the greatest human leader, and he was the meekest man on earth, which meekness is control power. And so these leaders who are not saved, what happens? They become narcissistic, and they become dictators, little Hitlers, little Stalins, because they're trying to rule in the energy of the flesh. And if somebody's trying to rule in the energy of the flesh, it's draconian. So these leaders who don't have the spirit of truth, they become draconian, but they use a painted face to hide their 666 flesh mind self-worship. Because they know that self-worship is not a good thing, but they think it's a good thing, but they know the average person will look at them like, oh, you think you're special? You think you're God? And they know that's wrong, but they still believe that way, you know. Even though they know that the other people don't like it, they still think they're smarter than everybody else. They're top dog, or they're the top, you know. They're smarter than everybody else. They're faster. They're, you know what I'm saying. They think they're big man on campus, you know. And so I'm going to break it down. Like, the letter A goes back to the color red. Now, the letter A, this is kind of a preliminary of how to see the hologram, because what's going to happen is, if you understand the creation codex, then you're going to start to see past time. You're going to start to see the archetypes. You're going to start to see the patterns repeat. You're going to see that time is just a repeat. Time is not linear. Every moment is the same. You're going to see the characters. You're going to see that we're in a 3D book. You're going to see the script. It is written even in 3D. You're in a book. You're in a series. You're in a sequence. And you're going to see past this game. You're going to see past the red versus blue, he said, she said, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll start with the letter A. And we might start with the letters A and B. A, B is Abba Father. A, B, B, A. I'm not just going to focus on the alphabet, but the letter A is the alpha, right? Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Everything's from Him, through Him, and to Him. And if you take that letter A and go back to the Venetian script, you'll see that the letter A goes back to the bullock, which was a sacrifice. And the letter A, if you take a capital A and cut the top part off, it looks like an altar, a sacrificial altar. A is the blood. A is the sacrifice. A is the blood covering. The cardinal popes wear red. Archbishop, the overarching pattern, the blood covering. The word moon means blood. The word moon goes back to mints goes back to blood. And so the moon goes around the earth 28 days. It's as a blood cover and a type and a shadow. The woman has a 28-day cycle, and blood has to come out. So when the baby comes out, it comes out through water and blood. So the baby says, Ma, Mama. So M is water, A is blood. The baby comes out through water and blood. So anything that's any human that splits the matrix, or any animal, there's water and blood. So M is water, A is blood. And you can go back to the Phoenician script with the letter M and see that it looks like water, and it's water. So B is house, Abba Father, your abdomen. So when a woman has a baby, she holds the baby up toward her body, her abdomen. It's like Abba Father, home. And so the letter B is house. So the baby gets upset and runs to its mama or its daddy, and they hold the baby at their abdomen, hold them in their arms. We cry out, Abba Father, home. A is the blood, B is house. So M is water, A is blood, B is house. The Ma Sheen, the water and blood creatures, are the energy of the flesh, the Ma. The M-A-N, man. So the letter N is the snake and the fish. It's on the left-hand side of the letter N. N points back to Jesus, who became sin for us, the snake, to fish us out. 153 fish, he called, I'll teach you how to be fishers of men. So, M-A-N, man, without the spirit, which is the letter E, is in the energy of the flesh. M-A-E is water, blood, spirit. And so the spirit is the spirit mind. So the water creature who gets born again is walking around as a new creature. Instead of a ma creature, they're a may creature, M-A-E. Because you got water, blood, and spirit. There's three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Son, the Spirit. There's three that bear witness on earth, three that agree on earth, the water, the blood, and the spirit. So you got M-A-E on earth, the same spirit that you have in heaven is the same spirit on earth. The same word spoken in the heaven are the same word spoken down here. So there's your connection to heaven. Jesus is the word, the same spirit in the church, the Holy Spirit, the letter E, the letter M, and the Father is the seed, the Pa. P is the seed, A is the blood, the Pa. Pa, pa, pa. I know that's kind of a lot. I wasn't going to go into all that. But just remember this. The letter A, if you look at it from a holographic view, the letter A represents the blood covering. And the reason is the letter A goes back to the bullock, goes back to the sacrifice, the blood sacrifice. And so this is why the Hindus or whoever, they worship cows, you know. It's like, it's instead of them being born again, they're trying to create a religion without God, you know. The devil's always going to come up with some kind of cultism to counteract what God's doing. Because an occult or an ism, is the energy of the flesh trying to be religious instead of being born again. It's not religion. It's a new creature. So let's recap real quick. Creation Codex. You're in a book. The Bible's written at every dimension. So your arms, your fingers, your feet, your head, your tongue, your eyes, your mouth, your ears point to a type and shadow of a deeper truth. The trees, the grass, the sand, the rocks, your car, your house, it points to a deeper truth. It's like a typewriter. When you're typing on a typewriter and you're typing words on a piece of paper, it points to a deeper truth, a concept. So it's you type words, okay, I'm going to the store. You type that on a typewriter. It's a type. You type it in 2D, but it conveys a message that's happening in 3D and also happening in your mind, which is 5D. The mind is 5D because he says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind in the Bible. So your mind is spirit. It's outside of 3D. It's 5D or more. And so everything is a type and a shadow. Everything is a type and a shadow and an anti-type. The 666 is the anti-type. And so when you're typing on a typewriter or a computer or whatever, it's a type of something at a higher level. And so just like the 2D typewriter is a type and shadow of a 3D higher level, the 3D dimension that you're walking about is a type and shadow at a higher dimension in 5D or higher. So everything that you do is a type and a shadow to a higher dimension. And by these types and shadows, you can see the higher dimension without actually being in the higher dimension. But you can only see it if you have the earnest of the Spirit through born again. There's some people who are not saved. They can see the spirit realm from the demonic view, because they received the demon spirit. They didn't receive the Holy Spirit. They received a demon spirit. So they can see a mirror inverted image of the spirit realm, but it's not the true type and shadow. It's the anti-type. So this is why witches and warlocks and the occult people, they can see in the spirit realm, but it's the opposite of what it really means. So these people can have dealings with the devil and dealings with demons,
and they can actually control demons. But they're being deceived. A lot of times these demons let them think they can control them, and they do their bidding a lot of times, but, you know, through their magic or whatever. But it's just a trick. They're lies. The demons are lies. They're liars. So they might give a person some kind of spiritual experience, but it's not based on the truth. It's based on the anti-truth, you know. All this to make a long story short, I'm gonna go through the letters A to Z. I'm gonna go through some etymology. I'm gonna go through some symbols, shapes, colors. I'm gonna go through stuff like the words that you use every day, like the word Disney. The word Disney is D-I-S, knee. So if you look the word knee up in the etymology, because Disney, the phonics sounds like knee. If you look the word knee up, it's to bow your knee, to worship. So D-I-S is to dis-worship. So Disney is fake reality. They don't want you to know that it's a worship service. They don't want you to know that you bow your knee to God. They are against the knee, bowing your knee. So Disney, Hollywood, and all this stuff has encoded in their words that they are anti-Christ. They're anti-worship of God. They want to worship themselves. So D-I-S is against bowing the knee to God, Disney. And so that's just one example. But every person, every name, every character, every corporation, every phonics points to this same truth. You either worship God or you worship mankind. And so it doesn't matter if it's the word Disney, the word Hollywood. It doesn't matter if it's Rockefeller. It doesn't matter if it's Warren Buffett, Bill Gates. It doesn't matter who it is. Their names reveal their role in the scroll. This is a script. And the script is in series after what happened at the cross, Jesus on the cross. And if you're born again, you're in sequence. You're in series after Jesus. You're inside time temporarily. But you're seated in the heavenlies and you're following, you're in his stead. You're ambassadors in time for Jesus who's outside of time. Even though you're outside of time, you're like a time traveler. You're seated in the heavenlies, but you're still down in time. So Jesus sent the Spirit back through you so that you could give out the good news to pull some people, to birth some people out of this 666 cube downcasted system, the broadcasting system, the national broadcasting system. So what is the national broadcasting system? National means birthing. Broadcast means to downcast you to a broad mindset system. It's a devil system. So NBC, ABC, CBS, they're all systems to take the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, down to the mindset of a broad. To take you down from the spirit walk into the flesh walk. So you're being attacked through the music, the radio, the Hollywood, the neighbors, family, people you rub shoulders with, churches, systems, any kind of system that is the energy of the flesh is attacking you to bring you out of the spirit mind to the flesh mind. This is why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life. And so every issue flows from your heart in this 3D experience, in this 5D experience, in this 2D experience. All dimensions are happening right now as we're speaking. The question is, are you aware of it? Can you see it? When an unsaved person is speaking to you, they're speaking from a demonic spirit, but they're playing it out in 2D. I mean, they're playing it out in 3D, But you can actually write it down, what they say on 2D, and it reveals itself. If you take notes, it reveals itself. It reveals who the agents are. And most of the agents don't even know their agents. Like Agent Smith, that spirit would over, the people in the Matrix movie would be taken over by Agent Smith. They didn't know they were turned into an agent. So all dimensions are happening simultaneously, but most people can't see any other dimension except for the dimension of 3D that they're in. I mean, there's, when you're talking to somebody, there's facial expressions, micro and macro expressions, and it's revealing their heart. When you're around a person enough, you can know just by their body language if they despise you, they're mocking you, they hate you, or they like, or they accept you. You can look at their body language and you know if they're on your side or not. Because everything's written. It's a holographic fractal story based on the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And that same story, that Wile E. Coyote chasing Roadrunner story, is happening everywhere all the time. And it's also happening in your own body. So the outside is really not your enemy. When Jesus said, the devil comes to test me or tempt me, he has nothing in me. So when these agents get taken over and they become Agent Smith without even knowing it, if you've died to the flesh, then there's nothing in you that they can find. There's nothing they can hook, whether it's the world, the flesh, or the pride of life. If they come up and try to get you into greed, or get you into lust, or get you into envy, or to get you into bitterness, if there's nothing in you that they can grab hold of, then the devil has to flee and go away. And the only way to overcome this demonic system is to die daily. I must decrease that he may increase. I must take up my cross like he did in series and sequence after him. Otherwise, the machine will pull me down to the flesh mind. And that's true for you, me, everybody. And so, if you can understand what I'm saying, you're going to be able to escape and see through the system that is nothing more than a mockery of the truth. Nothing more than a trap. Nothing more than a dictatorship, Babylonian, draconian, flesh system. And those who are in the flesh are under law, but those who are in the spirit are free. And so the system doesn't want you to be free in the spirit. It wants you to be a slave under law and in the flesh. And this is why you have to die daily and take up your cross and don't go by your own understanding. Otherwise, you're going to be destroyed by the system, and it's a spiral downward. Now, if you're the elect, God is going to let you go through some things that you learn these lessons. Season 1, Episode 1. It is what it is. It, information technology is it, is to be what, W-H-A-T, a hat trick, body double. Jesus did a hat trick down here. It is what it is. The information technology is right in front of you. And what Jesus did on the cross is hitting you every day to turn you in to a creature who is just to be. The system doesn't want you to sit down and just be. The system wants you to worry about the future, the past, instead of the now, and just being in a state of being. It is what it is. Right now. Tomorrow, it is what it is. Just be. Be content. Wherever you are right now, be content. Now, if you need to make some changes, make a plan. Pre-plan, prepare, pre-cut is prepare. Make a plan. If you want to get out of debt, if you want to get out of a situation, if you want to change jobs, prepare, pre-cut. But while you're preparing, just be. Seated in the heavenlies in Christ. If you just are, you're just being. It is what it is. Just be. Be in the now. But prepare in your mind right now and watch what happens. If you know you need to wash dishes, you know you need to vacuum, you know you need to clean the toilet, you know you need to brush your teeth, you know you need to go to the dentist, you need to go to the eye doctor, you know you need to get a trade and learn a skill or a trade, or you know you need to do something, set it in your mind right now. Set a plan and watch it appear. The universe is actually on your side. If you feel like the universe is against you, that's because you're in the energy of the flesh. Because as soon as you get in the spirit walk and you decide to walk by faith, the universe starts to open doors and windows you can jump through or whatever. The universe is on your side because this whole system is designed to move you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. And as soon as you take the first step by faith, the universe is on your team. So if you prepare it in your mind right now, you say, I want to go to the dentist. The doors are going to start opening. If you say, I want to go to the eye doctor, the doors will start opening. If you say, I want to learn a new trade, the doors will start opening. Because the universe was created for you to move you from a fallen state into a risen state, and it was prepared before the foundation of the world, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So it was already set in place and in motion before you even appeared on the scene. And so everything is for your benefit. And if a boss or an authority figure is rebuking you, you quit being lazy, quit being negative, there's a reason you're being rebuked for your benefit. They don't rebuke you for being a good employee. They rebuke you for being a bad one. You might say, well, my boss is a dictator. God can change that boss. God controls the king's heart. If you're doing right and they're still treating you bad, God will judge them. God will either take you to a new job or take them to a new job. God will remove you out of that if your heart's right. If they see that you're trying to do right and they're still persecuting you or giving you a hard time, God will remove somebody to a new job or a new place. You don't have to worry about the controlling it, because the universe, which is really God's system, is going to turn. Universe means one turn. So turn it over in your mind. Lord, am I doing wrong? Do I need to change? Are they being crazy? Give it over to God. Give it over to the universe, whatever you want to say, and watch what happens. The system will turn and change according to the intention that's proper. If your intention is not proper, then the universe is against you. If you become a virus in the universe by having intentions that are not proper, the universe is not on your team. You reap what you sow. Karma is going to get you, whatever you want to say. Karma is going to get you is just another word for reap what you sow. Your intention in your heart creates a copy in this Mother Earth universe, in this Milky Way. So you want to milk out the way, right? So if you're milking out the way, you're in tune. But if you're not in the Milky Way, Milky Way, Milk Spirit Way, if you're not in the way, which is Jesus is the way, if you're not milking out the way, the universe is against you. But if you're milking it out to follow after Jesus in your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul, And what you do, then the universe is on your team because you're milking out the way in the Milky Way. It's right there in front of you. It's the words, the source code is every word that you speak is source code. But you have to be aware and awake to your thoughts, your words, that everything that you speak is revealing your heart. Everything that you think is revealing your heart. And if you can be introspective and compare it with the word, line upon line, precept upon precept, compare it with the mind of Christ and conform your thinking, your stinking thinking, to the mind of Christ over the years, over the cycles of time, and you start to renew your mind, then the universe is on your side. And who can stop God? If God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody can stop you. If your heart's right, they can hit you, but they can't stop you. They can mock you, but they can't stop you. They can try to demean you. They can try to demasculate you. They can try to shut you down, but they can't stop you because you're milking out the way and the universe is in tune with the way. They're against the way. So the universe is going to push them back because they're not milking out the way. Jesus is the way.